I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Have some fun on a Wednesday, and it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday, and oh man, are we going to have a rip-roaring good time tonight. In between all the questions, there's a donor battle going on in the GOP. That's what a lot of that Trump DeSantis stuff is. We'll talk about what's going on there. We're not going to spend long on that. We'll circle back, in the words of Jen Psaki, to Kavanaugh and one of the Kavanaugh accusers in trouble. I think the Clintons may have killed somebody again. Oh, I'm kidding, Chris. I'm kidding. No, of course the Clintons weren't involved. It's just one of their close associates was found with a cord wrapped around his neck like he hung himself and a shotgun wound in his chest, but they couldn't find the shotgun and they ruled it a suicide. I swear on my life I'm not making that up. So we'll talk a little bit about that a little later on. That'll be fun. The Air Force is going downhill. As if you guys could fall any further. I'm kidding. All that and so much more tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And we are going to have fun tonight, but we're going to begin a little bit darker. All right? I'm going somewhere with this. It's something that's in the news, but I just want you to stay with me. All right? Because remember, I'm the guy who annoys you all the time by telling you to get out. Your blue area is not safe. Your George Soros DA is turning criminals loose on purpose. You have no level of state protection, and you need to get out. Now, that is always met with mixed emotions. My emails, and none of that bothers me. If that makes you mad, it doesn't bother me either. That's a crazy thing to say. Hey, just pack up and leave. I get it. But pause on that for a moment. Just put that in your back pocket. Stay with me. Have you ever heard of Unit 731? No, Chris, it'll be fine. I'm gonna keep it PG. I always keep it PG. Remember, just a quick reminder here on the Jesse Kelly Show, as bad of a human being as I am, this is always a show you can listen to and always will be a show you can listen to with your kids. We don't cuss. We don't do stuff that my kids listen. All right. I'm always mindful of that. Your kids can listen while you walk out of the room. You're never going to have to worry about what they hear from me ever. That's what I believe in. It's not because I'm good. It's because I'm so frustrated about all the filth out there that my kids can't watch. I decided I'm never going to be part of it. So that's why. Anyway. So this is going to be a little dark, but kid friendly. Now, what is Unit 731? You see, remember when it comes to World War II, which you know I love, and the Pacific portion of it, we consider the start of World War II either Hitler's invasion of Poland, or, understandably, because we're America, we consider the attack on Pearl Harbor to be the start of our World War II. That's December 7th, 1941. You remember, that's when we think that kicked off. But we lose sight of this. For China and Japan, it began much, much earlier, years earlier. The Japanese got strong enough to start kicking the Chinese around, start getting involved in China. What you need to know is this. The Japanese were raised at that time to believe, and this always turns out well, to believe the Chinese were less than human or less than them. They actually considered them to be dogs. I saw an interview one time with a former Japanese soldier who was broken up about the horrible things he had done during World War II, and they were asking him about it, and he said, "We were raised from an early age to think we are superior to them, that they are basically dogs. The Chinese are dogs." Now, when you start thinking that way about a fellow human being, I promise this is coming to current events, so you just have to sit tight. When you start thinking that way about a group of people, fellow human beings, inevitably that's going to lead to horrible things. Holocaust is the perfect example of this. Jews suck. They're less than human. Jews, what they call them? What they call you people? Rats. They go, Jews are rats. Jews are this. Jews are that. From there, it's not a hard step to, hey, why don't we just kill them all? It's one of those dangerous things about human beings. Well, the Japanese were doing the same thing to the Chinese. And the Japanese also were doing something else at this time. They were advancing rapidly militarily, and they wanted to start experimenting with some things. They wanted to know, hey, what is the blast radius of this bomb we dropped from a plane? You know what we'd like to know? We'd like to know what this bomb will do to a human being if it lands 10 feet away. Okay, all right, we got that. Man, he's definitely dead. What if it lands 20 feet away, though? Oh, still dead. How about 50 feet? Oh, now he's just wounded. You see what I mean? This is the kind of thing that took place after the formation of something called Unit 731. It was ultra secretive. There was a train that went by it. All the curtains had to be drawn. You weren't allowed to advertise it. They'd kill you for coming too close to it, period. But what they did was experiment on Chinese people. Experiments like, I won't go into all the details of the bomb thing. I didn't make that up. That's one of the things they did. They would experiment with things like, because they wanted their troops to be able to handle the cold better, they would freeze somebody's arm and then attempt to thaw it out, take a blowtorch to it, break it with a board. Horrible, horrible things. I will not, like I said, I know kids are listening. I will not go into the various diseases they tested and ways they tested them on others. It's the most horrible stuff you can possibly imagine. The people who ran this were demons walking amongst us. If I went into the details of this, not only would your kids have to cover their ears, they might kick me off the air. That's how truly evil Unit 731 is. You probably haven't ever heard about it because we don't have an education system in this country. Now, I said all that to say this. Let's say the guy in charge, the Japanese guy in charge of Unit 731. He's been there for years, torturing, maiming, killing innocent poor people, innocent poor Chinese people. It was almost always just peasants they swept up. Let's say this guy's name is Bob. Bob is his name. Now, I want you to ask yourself a question. Let's say you were put on jury duty. You got that letter. Nobody wants it. You get it in the mail. Oh, dang it. I got to go down for jury duty. That sucks. Okay, I got to go down next week. So you go on down for jury duty. You're hoping you don't get picked. But for some reason, what's that great comedian who said the irony of jury duty is it's all the people who are too stupid to get out of jury duty, which I actually love jury duty. But anyway, let's say you get on the final jury. Boom. You're one of the 12. You're officially on the jury. Oh, gosh. Okay. You show up tomorrow. You show up tomorrow. And who is on trial? Bob. Now, he's not on trial for the crimes he committed as the head of Unit 731. He's not on trial for that at all. He's actually on trial for tax evasion. Apparently, he moved to America and the IRS dug into his books and they've been looking and, gosh, he hasn't paid taxes in years. He's facing 10, 15 years of hard time. Okay. Now, let me ask you something. Would you convict Bob? Keep in mind, the 731 stuff in this scenario, in this fake scenario, you know it. This is not a guess. This is stuff he's admitted to. He hasn't apologized. I did it. I tortured. I maimed all of them. I did all these things. You're sitting on the jury. He's not on trial for that. He's on trial for tax evasion. And let's say even the evidence isn't good. You're really not sure. It doesn't look that good. Would you convict Bob anyway and send him to prison for 10, 15 years? Knowing that he'll never be on trial for the other things he did. Would you do that? If you're being honest with yourself, I realize there are some no's, but if you're being honest with yourself, the answer is yes. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe that's lack of integrity. I don't know what you want to call it, but I got to be honest. I probably would. You shouldn't, but you would. Now, that was a fake scenario, but I just want you to remember that. I want you to burn that into your brain. because I tell you to move all the time. Now we're getting to the point here. I tell you to move all the time. And I tell you to move for a variety of reasons. I want you to be happier. I want your day-to-day life to be happier, your day-to-day interactions. I want them to be more pleasant. And I'm somebody who's lived in blue and somebody who's lived in red, and I'm telling you, day-to-day life is better. I want your children to go to school around other children who share their values. I want your children to go to school without a mask on. I want your life to be cheaper, less taxes, less everything. But there is another reason I tell you to move. Yes, on top of the fact we need you to form an anti-communist coalition in a red state because they're coming for everything. And that final reason, well, I'm going to explain it with audio and in detail in just a moment. Now, before I explain that, let me explain this. We are officially on the verge of a major recession, according to a guy I trust. He doesn't know if it will be this quarter or next quarter. He said, without question, by the end of the year, it's going to get bad. You know this because now the big stores, the big box stores, who never really go down, they're laying off people by the thousands right now. That's them battening down the hatches. In my own business, in the radio industry, battening down the hatches. Everyone's getting ready for it. Have you gotten ready for it? Your 401k, your IRA, are they just dangling out there, just ready to get wiped out? Oxford Gold Group will get some gold and silver in that 401k and IRA and make sure you don't get decimated when the recession cometh. That call needs to be made sooner rather than later. 833-995-GOLD. Ask them about their protection plan. 833-995-GOLD. The final reason you should move with audio. Next. I've got an animal
inside of me. Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing you a very happy
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes for me and everybody here at the Jesse Kelly Show family. Now back to what we were talking about. We opened up, it was a little dark. Unit 731. Basically, in case you're just joining us, I've put you mentally on the jury of a very bad, murderous human being who's on trial for something else that he didn't really do, or at least you haven't seen evidence of it. Would you convict him? Would you put a Nazi there? Would you convict a Nazi? He's a Nazi. It's Dr. Mengele. Would you convict him of whatever? Of course you would. Well, why would I bring this up? What's this have to do with anything? Well, I tell you to move. And one of the main reasons I tell you to move is because, God forbid, something happens to you where you end up in legal trouble. Maybe it's your fault. Shoot, maybe it's not. Maybe you take your wife out to dinner tonight. Maybe you're walking down the sidewalk in, Manhattan. Some deranged lunatic comes around the corner with a machete. You see, he's been a violent person his whole life. George Soros, DA Alvin Bragg sprung him out of jail 2 days ago after assaulting someone else. And now he's coming at you and your wife. You obviously know the weapons laws in New York City, but you like to keep something on you, protect yourself. You pull it out, you stop this person from cutting your wife's head off. Congratulations, the George Soros DA is going to take one look at your Facebook page and see your MAGA hat, and he's going to try to send you to prison for about the next 30 years of your life. But Jesse, I'll be okay. No big deal. I didn't do it. The jury's going to understand. Nope, your jury's going to be made up of 12 people like this.
When it comes to, there are indictments recommended, of course. Is it more than 12 people? Is it more than 20 people?
I think if you look at the page numbers of the report, there's about 6 pages in the middle that got cut out. Allow for spacing. It's not a short list.
Not a short list.
By the way, you're listening to the foreman of the grand jury picked from Atlanta, Georgia, for Donald Trump. Would you like to hear some more? Pay attention, because this isn't about Donald Trump. This is about you. This is your next jury. Something bad happens. Car accident, taxes, something violent. This is the 12 people. 12 of these people. Judging you.
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment.
Move for your own protection. Now, speaking of your own protection, we're going to get to something here that is real, real creepy. And probably a wave into the future. But let's get to a couple Ask Dr. Jesse questions because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. And then I'm gone. I'll be back on Monday. Quit. I'm gone for a couple days. Buenas tardes, this guy says. I've been listening to your show since you took over Buck Sexton's time slot. I was listening every night while incarcerated. And it really brightened up my day and kept me well informed. I was released from New York State Prison last November. And I wanted to know, as an ex-felon on parole on the Red Island, that's Long Island, by the way, for those who don't know, how can I get involved to help these commies? Listen, thank you. And his name is Rob. Rob, congratulations on getting out. Congratulations on a second chance. You go down to your local GOP precinct committee. All right, you have a precinct. Let me explain this. I get a lot of this. How do I get involved? How do I get involved? Jesse, I'm in a Democrat area. Jesse, I don't know how to get involved. You have a precinct where you vote. It's numbered, all right? All this information is available online. Don't worry. You're going to have to look it up, but it's cake. It's really easy. Most people don't know this, but you have precinct GOP representation. You do. They have meetings. Maybe it's once a month. I think it was mostly once a month in most of the places I've lived. Go down to these meetings. Now, I'm not telling you it's time to go down and join the local GOP. The GOP generally sucks. But if you want to change the GOP, maybe you should. You will, however, meet other activists in your area when you go there. This is the meeting place for activists. If you want to get involved, felon or not, go down, meet people. Go break bread, have a beer. If you're probably not allowed to do that on parole, whatever. Have a Coke and talk about how to get involved. That is step one. We must show up. Legal, local, and we must show up. Now, there is something real creepy. You know what? No. I'm going to do the Ask Dr. Jesse question again before I get to this creepy story out of Madison Square Garden. You know what? No, I can't help myself. I have to play it now. Listen to this. Listen. Here's your wave of the future. You ready?
So this morning, the company that owns Madison Square Garden, Radio City Music Hall, and other famous New York venues says that all lawyers who work at firms representing a client suing them are banned. MSG Entertainment is denying entry to anyone on its exclusion list from attending concerts or sporting events. Here's what's a key part of this. They are using facial recognition technology to do it. CNN's Omar Jimenez is covering this story. This is remarkable, A, because of the facial recognition aspect, but B, it's not just the attorneys who are involved in the suing. It's any attorneys that work at the firms that are representing those who are suing these venues.
They're studying, scanning your face, and if you are persona non grata, you don't get to see the Rolling Stones in Madison Square Garden tonight. You ready for where this is going? Let's do a little future scenario with this, right? And then some more Ask Dr. Jesse stuff and all kinds of good stuff. But let's stop by Tunnel to Towers first. You see, Tunnel to Towers, they're out there while all this other insanity is going on. They're out there doing good. That's what Tunnel to Towers has been focused on since they began. And it's one of those things. Remember, I always warn you about charities. I always warn you about nonprofits. How so many of them are scams and they lie to people. And so I tell you, I've told you this before, I don't want you to take my word for it that Tunnel to Towers actually gives the money you give them to widows and orphans. I want you to go online and look them up. Go look up. There's various charity rating websites. Go look up Tunnel to Towers and see what they say about them. Your money goes where you want it to go. You want to care for widows and orphans? Tunnel to Towers is out there doing it. $11 a month. That's it. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. Go to T, the number 2,
T2T.org. T2T.org. Where's this facial recognition stuff going? Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are digging into an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday and unpacking really creepy things out there. Okay, so I'm not going to play it for you again, but Madison Square Garden, here's what they have going. If you are a lawyer and you work for a law firm that is suing them, they are not going to let you in the concert. Okay, well, that's one thing. That's not really a story that concerns you too much, though. Why should you care? You should care because they're using facial recognition to do it. Now, again, why does that matter? Why is that important? Chris, grab that audio I told you to grab with the medical school in Minnesota. I want you to listen to something, and I want you to listen very closely, and I want you to picture these people in charge of your medical care, and I want you to picture your face being scanned as you enter the hospital, and then once they scan your face, they know who you are, your background, your ethnicity, everything they need to know. You go, it'll be automated. You will be automatically assigned to a certain area depending on how your face was scanned. Now, who's going to be administering that? Who's running it? Oh, don't worry. These people.
With gratitude, we, the students of the University of Minnesota Twin Cities Medical School Class of 2026, stand here today among our friends, families, peers, mentors, and communities who have supported us in reaching this milestone. Our institution is located on Dakota land. Today, many Indigenous people throughout the state, including Dakota and Ojibwe, call the Twin Cities home. We also recognize this acknowledgement is not enough. We commit to uprooting the legacy and perpetuation of structural violence deeply embedded within the healthcare system. We recognize inequities built by past and present traumas rooted in white supremacy, colonialism, the gender binary, ableism, and all forms of oppression. As we enter this profession with opportunity for growth, we commit to promoting a culture of anti-racism, listening, and amplifying voices for positive change. We pledge to honor all indigenous ways.
Yeah, I think we got enough, Chris. Creeped out yet? That same facial recognition software? Like, you know what? I'm going to play it for you again. I want you to picture this, but forget about some big shot New York City lawyer. This is you walking into your grocery store, and you walk up to the cashier, which will all be automated. Most of them are now anyway. And you've got a pound of burger. Why do you have a pound of burger in your hand? Well, because you're making the world famous Jesse Kelly burgers, of course. And you have this pound of burger in your hand, and you walk up to the scanner. And it says, beep, 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 sale declined. See, that's the sound it makes, Chris. Beep, 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 sale declined. Beep, 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 sale declined. Sorry, Mr. Citizen, you have exceeded your meat purchases for the week.
This morning, the company that owns Madison Square Garden, Radio City Music Hall, and other famous New York venues says that all lawyers who work at firms representing a client suing them are banned. MSG Entertainment is denying entry to anyone on its exclusion list from attending concerts or sporting events. Here's what's a key part of this. They are using facial recognition technology to do it. CNN's Omar Jimenez.
Show up at Madison Square Garden. They don't want you in there. Boop, boop, boop. Sorry, Mr. Lawyer. Not coming in. Goodbye. Today, it's some big shot lawyer at Madison Square Garden. Tomorrow, it's you trying to buy a pound of burger. Oh, by the way, that medical audio we just played for you, maybe you're thinking, Jesse, okay, that's just some wingnut loser they found to give that speech. Yeah, that doctor went to Yale and Johns Hopkins and fellowship at Harvard, and he is currently a resident at the National Children's Hospital. Just a quick little side note when it comes to medical care. We've been talking about this a lot. I get more emails than I can possibly read to you from nurses and doctors and hospital administrators screaming about this stuff and how prevalent it is and how it's taken over everything now. You know what this is going to do? And this is the part that really genuinely sucks. Here's what's going to happen. The future of good medical care will only be for rich people. That's what's going to happen because the system will rot itself out. Because remember, it's the death of everything we're talking about here. So we're talking about the death of medical care. But doctors and nurses and people who go to school for this stuff, they understand something. They understand, especially if you're a good one, you understand there's always going to be a market for medical care. Back to our 100-person village we go to all the time. Even we'd have a doctor there. And there's always need for somebody who can administer medicine. There's always going to be a desire for that. So, and this is already starting, by the way, but what you're going to see more and more is a separate parallel medical industry that is a concierge medicine. That's what it is. But the problem for that is you're going to have to be rich to afford it because the doctor's not going to take insurance. The insurance companies are part of all this disaster, all this stuff. He's not going to take insurance. He's not going to take anything. Either you bust out the American Express card and hand it to him, or your wife isn't getting that mammogram you think she needs. However, it's going to be really expensive, and sorry, poor people, you don't get any at all. I guess in the end, equity isn't all it was billed, was it? I got this. Look, speaking of Ask Dr. Jesse. Jesse, been seeing the writing on the wall for a few years. The subject line is the death of everything. The air traffic controller screw up in Houston was a precursor. I just bought tickets to Hawaii because we've never been there. My wife is now terrified and wants to cancel the trip. What can be done about that? Okay, one, don't cancel your trip, brother. If I can comfort you and your wife with anything, let me comfort you with this. Dying in a plane crash is not that bad. There are a bunch of different ways to die. Yes, it would be scary on the way down, but not necessarily painful on the way down. And then when you hit, it's pretty much over right away. You're not going to be injured. When you hit, they're probably going to be burying your fingernail or something like that. That's not what, Chris. I'm being nice. I'm comforting. Chris, you don't understand comfort like I do. I'm comforting her. Anyway, if you die in a plane crash, it's not that bad. Especially over the ocean, what a beautiful view on the way down. And what, Chris? And you don't have to sit in stress. No more bills, no more nothing. Look, everything gets taken care of as soon as the plane goes plunging into the deep. It's going to be fine. No, in all seriousness, you're going to be fine. Hey, you can't let fear rule your life, right? I've told my kids the other day, we were talking about, we want to take a big fishing trip next summer. And we're debating where we want to go. And I want to go somewhere with them. And it might be in America. It might not be. But I was asking him about, what if we end up in Africa or something? I don't even know if there is great fish in Africa, but Africa's so cool, I guarantee there is. And I told him, what if we end up in Africa? And one of them said, well, I'm not sure I want to go. It's, you know, a bunch of deadly stuff over in Africa. And I said, son, we don't live our lives that way. I want to go see every inch of this beautiful planet God gave me before he makes me check out of here when I hit the age of 65, which we all know is probably going to happen the way I eat. Anyway, get your butt to Hawaii, all right? Now, let's talk very briefly about Trump today, because Trump went to East Palestine today. He went to East Palestine. He was handing out water. It was a good day. So while we're on the subject, we're going to talk a little Trump and a little state of the race, because there's donor information coming out. In case you're wondering why a bunch of the chirping's been happening, there is a reason, a tangible reason for it. We'll talk about that in a second. But we have to talk about this. My useless idiot dog, Fred. I've told you before that somehow, I think it's because this stuff makes God laugh. My dog is the biggest wuss in the history of mankind. He's just emotionally broken. There's never been a more coddled dog ever. And he's just an emotional basket case at all times. At all times. He's just a wreck. And we took him to go get groomed yesterday. Because if you don't, his hair mats. You have to brush him all the time and his hair mats. And so we took him to go get groomed yesterday. These are people who treat him like gold. He shows back up last night and he just sits in the corner and whimpers for the rest of the day because he got a haircut. That's the kind of dog I'm dealing with. Now do you know why this dog used to puke up every meal? God only knows what his stomach acid situation is like. I need Rough Greens. If Rough Greens ever goes away, I'm just giving the dog away. Rough Greens, please stick around. We pour Rough Greens on his breakfast every morning. Fred doesn't puke up his food anymore. He's still a wuss, but he's not one that pukes. They have a free jumpstart trial bag for you. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse. Go get it today. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I almost called it a Friday. Chris, I'm sorry. Some of us are off after today. Chris, are you off after today? Oh, man, that's too bad. You've got to come to work tomorrow and the next day? Well, I'll be out living it up. Sorry, Chris. You know the last thing. Look, the last thing I would ever do would be rub that in your face. I don't want to make you feel bad. What? I don't want to make you feel bad about being here while I'm gone. But if you get some texts and it's food I'm eating, and, hey, look at all the fun we're having, just me and the boys, just make sure you respond to all those in a way that shows support. All right, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Trump is in East Palestine today. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm not going to dwell on it. Trump needs to get the heck out of Mar-a-Lago because Trump has surrounded himself with a bunch of useless blood-sucking leeches who are only using him for fame and fortune. And when Trump gets out amongst the people, he's freaking awesome. It's awesome that he went to East Palestine today. He's handing out bottles of water. The look on those people's faces, the smiles on their faces, man, this is the best Trump.
To the people of East Palestine and to the nearby communities in Ohio and Pennsylvania, we have told you loud and clear, you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. We stand with you, we pray for you, and we will stay with you in your fight to help answer and the accountability that you deserve. We'll have that accountability. It'll all be out there very clearly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. This is, again, the second he steps away from all the leeches and gets out amongst you, he becomes the guy that we loved. That's what he does.
What this community needs now are not excuses and all of the other things you've been hearing, but answers and results, and that's what I think you're going to say. See, Norfolk Southern needs to fulfill its responsibilities and obligations. I sincerely hope that when your representatives and all of the politicians get here, including Biden, they get back from touring Ukraine, that he's got some money left over, because we're now at $117 billion, and as you probably know, Europe, when you add it all up, is at about $10 billion. That's a big difference, wouldn't you say?
Again, that's as good as it gets. So that gets me to this email. Jesse, the subject line of this is, you are smarter than this. Jesse, have you considered that Trump and Heavy D are working together? What if this is a way to bring out the rhinos who think that Ron can be manipulated? You know that Trump always said that if he lost everything, his real friends and supporters would show up. It's a game to pull the people out who would betray him. I support him. He's a street fighter, and you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You can say my name. I'm actually not going to say your name because I'm getting ready to insult you, and I want you to know that I'm doing this for you. I'm not doing this for anything other than your own good. They're going to fight each other. They have huge egos, and that's not an insult. Men have huge egos, especially men of accomplishment. Gigantic egos, they do. Donald Trump is a billionaire and former president of the United States of America. He thinks pretty highly of himself, and he thinks he deserves another shot at that presidency, and daggone it, he's got a pretty good point. Ron DeSantis has been the de facto leader of the Republican Party for a few years now. He has led this country and led this party on virtually every issue, dragging most of the useless low-T GOP behind him along the way. And he feels like, golly, I think I've done enough that I deserve the top spot and not Donald Trump. And I will tell you, he's got a really good point about that, too. They're not working together. It's not a secret 4D chess game. They didn't meet in a smoke-filled room with soundproof to come up with a plan to run the rhinos out. They are going to fight. There is one chair, two candidates for the chair. They both want it, and they're going to fight about it. What, Chris? Chris asked, will the loser endorse the other for the general? Of course. And I know, look, I already know you're writing me an email right now, and this is what I'll get. This will be the people who hate Trump. You're writing me an email as you speak right now. And you know what you're doing? You're writing me an email, and you're saying, Jesse, you're crazy. Trump would never endorse him. He would just burn everything down. He'd run independent. Trump would never do that. Trump would never do that. Okay? Chris, go ahead and record this and write this down, because I will own this if I'm wrong. Donald Trump. Let me speak to the Trump haters. I know all the reasons you dislike him now. I echo many of those reasons. I'm happy to criticize him. You know that. I don't care. I don't hold fire on anybody. I get it. I totally get that you're out on Trump now, speaking to the anti-Trump people. Virtually any argument you can make against him is probably a valid argument. I'm not dogging on that. But I'm telling you, this is not a human being who despises his country. Donald Trump has a career, not just a presidential career, a career of speaking about America and what's best for America. How many business leaders have you seen speak like that anymore? Donald Trump's been speaking like that for decades. He's been speaking like that on television for decades. Is there a lot of ego with it? Sure, but that's life. Donald Trump wouldn't do that. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, you're naive. Yes, he would. He'll burn it all down. Okay. What if I give you this? Let's say I agree with you. You're right. He would just want to burn it all down and screw America and screw the GOP and we're going to burn it all down. But let's say I give you that. I'm not, but let's say I do. Okay, I'll give you that. He still will back Ron DeSantis if Ron DeSantis beats him in the primary. Why? Donald Trump is 76 years old. The next time he loses a political race or wins one, whether it be in the primary, the general, whatever, that's the last race he's ever going to run in his life. He's never running again. He's gone. His political career is over then. Either he's going to be president for four more years or he's going to have lost. When you're 76, having accomplished all that, you know what you start thinking about? Your legacy. How you're going to be remembered. And the Donald Trump that gets out, let's say he loses a primary. Again, it's anyone's game. Let's say he loses a primary. The Donald Trump then we'll know he has a choice. He can destroy his legacy with what's left of the right. And it would destroy it. It would destroy it. He would be horribly, he wouldn't even be invited to events. He'd be thought of like a pariah. Or stand up on that stage like everyone else does, suck it up, endorse Heavy D, and then most of the things you've done wrong are actually forgotten, and he would be in the pantheon of greats. He's going to choose the pantheon of greats, even if it's just for selfish reasons, right? Now, I'm also in the pantheon of... What, Chris? All right, no, I'm not. You know who is in the pantheon of greats? My Patriot Supply. They're in the pantheon... What? They're in the pantheon of greats because... I don't know about you. For most of my life, I've been a big fan of not starving to death. And I really would like to continue for as long as I can to not starve to death. Because I've read many stories about people who starve to death, and that doesn't seem like any fun at all. So since I don't ever want to eat my own forearm, And I don't want to draw straws as a family, like many people have done before, to see which member of the family gets killed and eaten. I have an emergency 3-month food kit for everybody who lives in my home. Why? Because I understand the leaders of the free world are trying to kill us all. MyPatriotSupply.com. $200 worth of free survival gear, by the way. Go get your 3-month food kit now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.